Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit Your Bespoke Clothing and founder of The Tall Company. I just want to say thank you to all those who have been tuning in, all those who have been listening, all those who have been inspiring me and encouraging me. Guys, you guys are amazing, and I swear you are going to be the most successful people just because of your heart. So keep putting out that love, keep putting out that positivity because the world needs it right now. Speaking of positivity, The Tall Company has had the honor of teaming up with Go Home LLC. We've been working with Mike, the founder of the company, and I want you guys to know that this team up is going to be amazing. This guy is putting people in homes. He's letting people who have been in just horrible just situations and just can't find housing or have bad credit and all that crap. And he allows them to be able to move in, no lease, no contract, week-to-week payments. It's amazing what he's doing, especially for our organization, because we're trying to put people to work. So we're teaming up. We're putting his residents to work. Tall Company is trying to provide jobs now because we want to actually make a difference. We don't want to feed people. We want to feed you for life. We want you to be able to feed yourself. We want you to be able to be a normal person. That was the whole mission. So, still on track, still doing big things, guys. Stay tuned. And please make sure to go check out Mike's organization, Go Home, at www.gohome.family. Amazing. Amazing. You guys got to go. You got to go check it out. All right. Today, I'm going to be talking about a subject that came up this weekend, and it's about single mothers. So I think you guys are really going to like this episode, especially if you're a single mother, because it's encouraging. The subject is going to be about how what men look for in a woman, and how a single mother, sometimes you guys are really, really hard on yourself. You really kind of put yourself in a category that you are not good enough because you're a single mother and you have a child. But that's not the case. That's not the case at all. So I want to show you some things that me and some gentlemen were talking about. And it just made some valid points about how we look at a single mother. So I think it'll be really interesting. All right. As usual, after these messages, I'll get to the subject. All right. Thank you so much for listening to those messages. I truly appreciate you guys. So, single mothers, you guys out there, I hope you're listening. First off, I want to say love you guys. And what you're doing is encouraging. To see how hard you guys are working to be two parents at once. And it's not right. You're not supposed to have to do this. But you still took it with strides. And you are making things work. So it's very encouraging for single mothers that are accomplishing all their goals. And they're still raising a family by themselves. So we want to give a big shout out to all you single mothers. You guys need a real big round of applause. Because you guys are doing a very, very difficult thing that's not supposed to be done by yourself. So I want to start out with that. But, so, me and my guy friends and gentlemen I come across, we had a discussion about single mothers and what we find valuable in a woman in general, but even more so, a single mother. So, we were trying to come up with this like formula of what we would be like, oh my God, this is a wife. This is who I would want to settle down with, no matter if she had a child or not. So the discussion was quite interesting because it's funny how I think people can sometimes think that a child is a down, you know, like a something that we would be like, oh no, I don't want to mess with her because she has a child. But in actuality, a child could be something that we want to tie ourselves to. You know, if you are a woman who is focusing on your child, which was one of the points that we had came up. When you focus on your child and you are putting your all to make sure that that child is getting the best education, is getting the best, the most amount of love, and you're spending time, a lot of time with your child, we find you so valuable. Those are things that we find attractive. So don't think that you have to have a babysitter every 5 seconds, or you got to keep your child away from a relationship, which you do. You know, this is talking about down the line. We don't expose kids to people we just met. But when you do find somebody or you have worked out, don't think that that child needs to be hidden, or you don't need to be around your child. You need to be around, have time for the man. No, it's quite the opposite. We want to know that you're with your child. We don't want to see that your parents got your child all the time, or baby, he's always at the babysitter. He's never with you. You're always out and about, and the baby is never with you. That's actually unattractive for us. We don't want a person who, like, shoves off their child to other people. Because at the end of the day, we still have those natural instincts. You know, love still has a godly yet scientific way of happening. When we see a woman with a child and she is caring for that child and she's with that child and she is literally the mama bear, will take a person out for that child, that's attractive. We want that, because if we have a child with you, we know that that's what you're going to do with our child. So don't keep the baby at the babysitter. Don't keep the baby at your grandparents. Spend time with your kids. Another thing that we were talking about was stability. You know, I know a lot of people want, who doesn't want a mate that is well off? But the responsibilities and the things that come with being with a true professional businessman that's successful, or businesswoman, is a lot. You're going to lose out on time. You're going to lose out on a lot of things when it comes to really, really high up their tax brackets. So what men look for when we are looking at women, especially single mothers, is stability. No one wants to come into a relationship where I know I'm going to have to fork over all my money. It's all about just paying bills and making sure the kid is good, making sure you good. We don't want that. Now, a man, a true man, will want to take care of a person that they're with, but they do not want to be the babysitter or the parent. We want to see that you have your own stability, because if something happens, if we are the breadwinner and we get hurt on the job or the job folds, we need to know that my wife has me. She's going to be able to make sure that she can cover me until I recover. So stability is a big deal. If you guys are floating around, if your money is funny, or if you just don't look like you are trying to keep yourself stable, you're trying to use us to make you stable, unattractive. We want to run away. So it's not a big deal for you to just be able to cover yourself, be a normal adult. That's all we want. Because a man, if we love you, we will come take a homeless woman off the street. We don't care about your financial status. You don't have to be rich. We just want you to be stable. Stability is a big deal. So that's something that we all, I think even as women, we all want stability. So it's you have to be able to support yourself and your child alone, because that's the way things work. Of course, we love for you guys to not have drama. No man wants to come into a relationship with drama. And your kid can be drama. So make sure that your relationship with your child and your child's father or whatever you got going on is no drama. I need to be. You guys are doing great co-parenting. It's no arguments, no you down talking that person, no Because that's another thing we don't want to hear. We don't want to hear about, oh, this guy's a dog, or this guy don't do his job. Because automatically, what we're thinking is we got to take the place of that guy. And that may not be where we're at. So be positive. Be just cordial. We don't want to deal with, like, say, unnecessary drama. Life is stressful enough. We do not want to invite extra drama into our lives when we're choosing to mate. Because, like I say, have no problem with a woman having a child. Love it. But we don't want any drama. So keep that in mind. And last, but I guess would be most important, is having confidence in yourself and your ability. Confidence is a big deal. We don't want you to be cocky, but we want you to be confident. No one really wants an insecure person. It's hard. It's hard to deal with. We want somebody that we know that you are confident in yourself. You're confident in what you can do. You're confident in your child. That makes you glow. So, guys, work on your confidence. Please stop thinking that you are not valuable to a man or yourself or the world. Because you have a child and you are so valuable to that child. We need you, mothers. There's no way we can function as a future if you guys aren't taking care of the future. And it's so sad how many single mothers I see that have to do this by themselves, and they really feel like they're not good enough, when in actuality, they are worth more than diamonds, gold, silver, copper, every precious metal and stone in the world. So ladies, please do not be down on yourself. Work on your confidence. Make sure you don't have any drama. Focus on you and your child. Make sure that's the first stepstone. Please make sure you get that first before you get into a relationship. And last, make sure you have some stability. Just simple, cover yourself, cover your child, normality. Those things make a wife. And we looking for wives, as much as you may not think. There's a lot of men out here looking for wives. They're not looking for a one-night stand. They're not looking for a Tinder date. They're actually looking for wives. So don't get discouraged. Husbands are out there, and they are on the prowl. And you are valuable. It's probably going to be you planning that wedding next year this time. So ladies, I love you guys. Single mothers, oh my God. My hat's off to you, and I'm praying for all of you. But I know you all are going to be successful, especially if you listen to this. I hope you guys have an amazing Tuesday. Stay dry, but enjoy the day. Love you guys. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO, Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing, founder of The Tall Company. And I hope you are truly having an amazing day. Thank you, guys.